This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To face the music, ladies and gentlemen, seven after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jay is out today. However, Jennifer Horn is here, bright and shiny, as is Jay Kirshner, who has just posted a picture or a video of me on my own face. You're going to put it on the DJV show, too? Why not? Let people see.
Yeah, it's on DJV.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks good.
Yeah. Put it on my own Facebook.
Getting away from behind the mic and on camera. Look at you, stud.
Yeah.
Oh, there, doggy.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Although, when does the mask come off? When will they let you guys do the show without the mask?
Now. We're all done with masks.
Oh,
I think we ought to all be done with masks, period, end of story. It's time, no matter how much the news media wants to scare you again with the reality or whatever it is of BA2 and more COVID, and this one's going to
Here's
die.
Here's the beauty of freedom. If it gets bad, we can all choose to wear the mask. If
yeah,
they're
thank
working.
You.
Yes, and I am in favor of that. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, even to work today, you want to wear a mask, go for it. I'm all for that, but enough of the mandates.
Yep, and that is going to be one of the things that I think shines for the week. I think we see COVID going down on our talk radio countdown show. Because in terms of the top 10 items of the week, it was six, I think, last week, wasn't it? And it keeps going because it's, you know, it's now, even if it's there, it's there. That's a silly statement, but it is. It's there. It's not, it's going
to be
there.
Wherever you go, there you are.
There I am, right. I used to say to the kids when we were driving around when they were young and they'd be worried that we were lost. And I said, we're never lost. We are where we are. And that's it. That was long before, you know, we've become so dependent. As I was saying earlier, I went to New Jersey to pick up a tractor on Saturday, and then I went up to Maine on Sunday to pick up another piece of equipment for the farm. And I find myself using Waze to go everywhere. The guy says, I'll tell you, take a left at this turn. And I said, I'm all set. I got my Waze. And it's the only thing that I find, and I get annoyed when it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because usually you don't have enough of a signal. You know, the places I go are really out of the way in the middle of nowhere. And if you don't have a signal, you don't have any ways. You don't have anything. So I'm talking to this guy who's in the middle of nowhere up in Maine. And I was going to take a picture. I didn't do this, Jay. Chasta, I need to do more of this because it's interesting, I think, to people who follow the program. I went by a sign, Welcome to Maine, Beware of the Moose. It was like I found this little back country road. There's a little sign that says, Welcome to Maine. And then right after it, there's this huge picture of a moose, you know, drawn for a road sign. And beware of moose. And this, you know, my car or truck had been jumped on by deer running across the road. But up in Maine, it's moose that you worry about. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that the technology of getting around is something that I appreciate and like it and use it more than I do probably anything else. The results of the investigation still not clear as to what happened. I think it's pretty clear what happened. U.S. 81, Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania, a collision involving dozens and dozens and dozens of people who do not know how to drive. There was a squall late in the afternoon, and the crash, there were hundreds of people involved in this thing. Three people were killed. A couple of dozen went to hospital because the people drive too damn fast in the snow. It was one of those squalls that blinds you, you know, come up on it. Have you ever driven? Well, you probably haven't.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But, you know, they come, especially where you grew up in Cleveland, the snow comes across that lake, Lake Erie, and it's blinding. It cuts visibility down to zero. It's like driving in the fog at night. I went through one of those when I was coming back from Des Moines last month. The same kind of thing. You just have to stop. And people on 81 didn't stop. They kept barreling down the highway. The trucks are just as bad, some of them, as the cars are. And so now, all of a sudden, you come into it. My father taught me when I was learning how to drive that if I didn't drive defensively, that is, if you weren't aware of everything going on around you, then it's your fault. You need to be aware not only of what your car or your vehicle is doing, but what is going on around you. And that's why mirrors are so important. That's why I use them all the time. You want to know who or what is around you. So anyway, there were 60 multiple tractor trailers involved in this crash.
And nobody wants to use their hazards anymore. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I see less and less use of hazards. People are following too close to each other.
Sometimes when there's something
like this happening, whether it's the snow squall or even heavy fog, a lot of times those hazard lights, the flashing lights, are easier to see in the distance than red brake lights.
Yeah, you're right about that. So it's just, I don't know, words of the wise, I suppose, is sufficient in the sense that that you just... It's common. The lack, you hear me frustrated because it's so apparent that there's no common sense. Nobody uses common sense anymore. It's really pretty amazing, frankly. I think you see that all around, whether it's the political realities, you know, the things that are just a part of our lives. Please think about what you're doing as you do it. I was trying to think of Jennifer when there was a big crash, I remember, in California. Because in California, it's probably worse than any place else. Up in the northern part where you can get some snow on the roads. But the people in California drive so fast. I'm a good driver, and I'm aware of how to drive on California roads. And maybe what I'm saying is it's different depending on where you are in the country. When I drive out in Big Sky country, or even when you go across the Southwest through Arizona, New Mexico, you can drive 85, 90, 95, 100, and it's no big deal. I found myself when I used to own property in Arizona, when I'd go out there every couple of months, I'd rent a car in Las Vegas, and I'd drive to this place, about 2.5 hour ride, and I'd easily do 100 going across Route 95, 93.
That is so dangerous. What if you blew a tire?
Well,
way to brag about it, though.
No, I wasn't bragging about it. I was just saying that the reality, conditions are different there. I wouldn't drive 100
flat,
miles
right
an hour
open roads. No.
Doing the around the 15 to go to Las Vegas, coming over to L.A. I sure
a lot of people do, and they end up in a ditch, and that's what's really scary. Is when it freaks my dad out every time when I was younger, and I would drive to Vegas. He'd always be like, "Okay, call me as soon as you get there." You know, more of a worry worth than usual because you see so many horrific accidents on that road with people just going 130 miles per hour. The problem is that we don't know how to drive in weather. It was it was dumping rain. This week in California, tons of rain.
Yeah.
And the roads were so crazily flooded and slick because it hasn't been wet here in so long. And I'm not a white knuckle driver at all. I was like almost petrified trying to get home from my other job to my house. People were going too fast and splashing water. So you lose all your visibility. And then there's other people who are just poking along who you come up on too fast. I mean, it was just people either drive like a poke or they're driving way too fast when it rains. Well, no one moderates to an appropriate speed.
Well, in L.A., too, it doesn't rain enough to clean the roads off. So I feel like whenever it does rain, you have all of those oils and all of that stuff, and it becomes so much more slippery. I've tried to just cross the street, like walking, and been sliding like I'm on ice.
Yeah.
In L.A., it's crazy.
Look what happened to me and my shoulder falling on the ice a month or so ago. I'm still feeling rehabbing it, but it's dangerous. Ice and weather conditions, generally speaking, what can you do about them? Absolutely nothing. You just have to, kind of figure out how to roll with the punches, if you will. I thought it was interesting, the ice shelf info this week. The size, a big chunk of ice the size of New York City, collapsed in East Antarctica over the weekend because the weather's getting warm. This is the first time, at least in recorded history that an ice shelf collapsed down there. This has been more stable. This area has been more stable than, you know, the stuff up north. And so people thought it was not vulnerable to climate change. So this is what happens. If the water that's frozen in East Antarctica, East Antarctica melts. You follow me so far? The water there, if it melts, it raises sea levels. And now the situation with this focus on the ice pack in East Antarctica, it would raise, if all of it went away, the world would see an increase of 160 feet in terms of what, you know, like, let's think of Florida or California. All right? I mean, can you imagine that much water? I find that hard to believe there's that much ice. It would raise the ocean level 160 feet. I just, I can't imagine that that's
pretty
right.
Substantial, yeah.
But I'm looking at an AP story, and that's what they say in this.
Which is why California start desalinating that ocean water so we can drink something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, water things. So what's the big picture here? Ice shelves are a kind of safety belt around the margins of the continents. University of Minnesota scientist Peter Neff says that this collapse accelerates upstream ice and contributes to sea level rises. And it'd keep getting worse if we keep emitting greenhouse gases. So, well.
Looking at you, Stefan.
Yeah. Let me get an electric tractor instead of a diesel-powered one. Or drive a car that doesn't
get. I was talking about your natural gas.
Oh, well, thank you, Jennifer. Nice of you to notice. Oh, it's all my cows that are the bad guys.
Yeah,
speaking
sure.
of good guys
Stop
and bad
Stop blaming the innocent cows.
All right, the poor cows. A story in the next half hour about pigs that you'll be interested in. Meanwhile, don't forget about our DJV download. The present one, the most recent one, is a recap of all the Oscar winners and obviously the big surprise of the night. We also have a conversation about the China Eastern plane crash. There is more on that with the listening to the blue box or the red box, whatever they call it, the black box, that's it. And that's being discussed. Lots of things every day, loads of conversation about the things that you want to hear us talking about on the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past 23 after the hour. Say that again, Doug.
How you doing?
Got a frog in my throat.
That's the biggest frog I've heard in a long time.
It was a big frog, yes.
Wow.
All right, 23 after the hour. It's trending time now. Trending on Twitter and Facebook. Doug Steffen has a horse in his throat. As opposed to a frog, and he's where did that expression come from? I'm getting hoarse. Do you know where did that come from?
Good question. It's spelled different though, differently than the
H O A R.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, let's get down to the meats and potatoes stuff here. Taylor Swift is getting an honorary doctorate, according to all kinds of things splashing across social media. What's this deal?
Yeah, she's getting an honorary doctorate from NYU, and she's also speaking at the commencement, which will be at Yankee Stadium May 18th. Wow. She will deliver her address and receive her honors along with a class of 2022 at the stadium in kind of a traditional ceremony in the morning. And then in the evening, the university is also holding a doubleheader commencement for the classes of 2020 and 2021 who weren't able to have their traditional ceremony earlier due to the pandemic.
So is she going to entertain?
It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a concert. Is she doing the concert that
night? No, she's doing the commencement speech.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she do the concert? I would think that would be kind of cool, too. Right? Did she go to NYU?
That would be cool. No. Did she go to college?
I don't think so.
We'll have to Google this.
She started at 13 in her career, right?
Singing, yeah. So why New York University? Why do they?
Well, she's been associated with them because the university has conducted classes in her work. She didn't play a direct role in the particular curriculum, but they honor her arts.
Yeah. Oh, good for her. Kim Kardashian is sharing. What's she sharing?
Well, she is apologizing for the controversial quote-unquote get-up-and-work comment that she gave in an interview with Vogue magazine, where she says this is her first time speaking out about it. It really riled up a lot of people on social media. When she was asked the advice she would give for women in business, and it was get off your rear ends and get to work. And she's saying that it was taken out of context. The question was kind of retracted of what she was actually asked, where it was almost an offensive question of like, well, you and your family are famous for being famous. And so she kind of came out with her response in a heated way
line.
Because she was she was trying to, you know, it was more about...
Isn't that a really great statement? Being famous for being famous.
Being famous. Well, that's what they say that they are. And, you know, to some extent, it's true. Like, Kim Kardashian, it was odd the way she became famous. It was with the sex tape that apparently her mother sent out there. But these people have worked.
Thanks,
I mean, they've capitalized on all of their stuff. I mean, you can't discount the fact that they've taken an opportunity and exploited the heck out of it. It's the American way.
Yeah. And now she and her sisters, they legitimately are businesswomen.
Yeah.
They have so many businesses. You don't become a billionaire just for being famous.
No. They're smart. I take my hat off to them. I tease every once in a while about it. But when you get down to brass tacks, don't we envy people who are smart enough to do stuff like that, to turn manure into gold, I suppose, in a manner of speaking? Because when they first got started, it really was kind of manure-y, wasn't it, don't you think? Lots of gas and that sort of thing. Kind of smelly.
Sure.
That's why we get out of the picture.
Past the hour.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes, because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at Straight Talk.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk.
The Ukraine president continued to push for more sanction on Russian interests. In the comfort of the Rose Garden at the White House Tuesday, President Biden signed into law a bill to make lynching a federal hate crime in the United States. Four European Union countries announced Tuesday they were expelling some Russian diplomats from their country in an effort to disrupt Russian espionage. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies were called to Will Smith's home on Tuesday afternoon after a call about a drone sighting over Smith's property. It was not immediately clear who in the neighborhood had reported the drone, with the spokesman at the department adding that by the time officers arrived at the scene, the drone was nowhere to be seen. Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is warning America about the weak, feckless, and ineffective leadership that's currently steering America.
It really has been painful to watch. I can't think of another international trip that was as marred by massive gaffe after massive gaffe, stumbles. And look, there are consequences when the American president is weak, when his approach to every enemy of America is weakness and appeasement. That's how Biden approached Afghanistan when he surrendered catastrophically to the Taliban. That's how he approaches the Communist Party in China. It's how he approaches Iran. It's how he approaches Venezuela. And the reason that Putin invaded Ukraine is because every enemy of America looked to Washington, took a measure of the man in the Oval Office, and sadly concluded that he is weak and feckless and ineffective. And to watch Biden just stumble one after the other after the other, he doesn't realize what he's saying anymore, and that's dangerous.
Senator Ted Cruz on Newsmax last night. NCAA men's basketball tournament continues Saturday with the Final Four, Villanova and Kansas, also University of North Carolina and Duke. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four past the hour, as we slide into another hour of conversation here on the DJV program. I thought it was interesting to look at the reviews. As always, this expert says this, and another expert says that. Jennifer Horn is here. She's an expert. Jay Kirshner is here, also an expert. Victoria is off today. So the business about Biden and his speech from Warsaw over the weekend, the West's complete support for Ukraine, apparently behind the scenes, Mr. Zelensky says not so fast. He says the West is not doing enough. They have not rallied, and they haven't been firm. So one wonders, okay, are we getting mixed messages here? Zelensky's been all over the place in terms of being in Western media. But he was interviewed by The Economist, which is kind of the guide Wall Street Journal in our country, but around the world, The Economist really has lots of credibility when it comes to, generally speaking, the flavor, the impact, if you will, of world events on the economy. So in a sit-down interview with him, he was in a bunker, it turns out. He was asked the question about whether we're getting enough help from the West. And he basically
said...
Of course
he's going to say no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's been asking for planes. He's been asking for NATO or the United States or someone to control the airspace. He's been asking for military equipment. He asked NATO for 1% of their military equipment. And he hasn't gotten all that. He's gotten a lot of money.
Yeah, if you look at the...
Is it enough?
Yeah, well, I mean, what's enough? Enough is, what, is it money or is it, what else does it take? Does it take troops? Does it
take
planes?
Well, and everybody has a definition of it, right?
Yep.
I think,
but he,
you know,
Zelensky said in the interview that his case is about the past as much as the present because he saw the Russians build up. He complained, or not complained, but he went to the West, especially the NATO, and said, look what's going on. We want to get into NATO because the Russians are coming. You know, the old, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, the Russians were coming. And there was some, you know, modest sanction stuff at the time. But there was nothing. But this article, by the way, is pretty good in The Atlantic. Wait a minute. There's two. I'm looking at the one in The Economist, and there's also a reference to The Atlantic Monthly and an article by Ann Applebaum that reads in part, quote, "Tragically, the Western leaders and diplomats who are right now trying to stave off a Russian invasion of Ukraine still think they live in a world where rules matter." I thought that was probably the most interesting quote that I've seen when it comes to the coverage of all of this stuff. Putin doesn't give a damn about anything.
So, he's not playing by rules. He'll do whatever it takes. He wants what he wants. And that's it. And so we were playing under this, you know, this, these guidelines.
Like the rules of war. Like, what a joke.
And say what you will about Donald Trump, but one of the things about Donald Trump is that he was crazy and unpredictable. And I think people were a little bit afraid to test him because they thought he could blow things up. What the difference, and the reason I bring that up, is that the difference is that the leadership, and it wasn't just in our country, but across the European Union and NATO, is... If I could tell you how many times I heard the Secretary of State in this country say, the ball is in Putin's court. No, you cannot say the ball is in Putin's court. You have to say, here's what's going to happen if you do this. And it seems like there was this, I don't know, no one wanted to poke the bear. No one, I mean, they didn't realize that Vladimir, I mean, how can you not realize? He's got 190,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. He's not putting them there for their health or his health or for
decoration. It's not a training exercise,
right?
As he previously said.
A lot of people that are on the border. I don't know. I feel like the world got caught by surprise or blindsided or something. Or really what I think was going to happen is they were willing to just give Ukraine to Vladimir Putin. And what changed is social media. People with the images of what was happening in Ukraine captured the people's attention, and then the people made the government start to act. And that's why it feels like we're playing from behind, because I think the world leaders were like, all right, well, Putin's going to go in and take Ukraine. We're not going to do anything about it. But then people cared because they saw Zelensky and they saw people suffering and they saw it on their phones every day. And I think now we pay attention.
I think that it's almost more than that. There's a certain ethics and morality that needs to come into play here, as much as it isn't really the way politics is played is hardly moral and hardly ethical. But I think the average person still, and it doesn't make a difference what nationality you are, I think we still feel or get a sense of morality and ethics. And Putin and the war is so immoral, going after, you know, they're not defenseless, but it seemed like they were. Just because I want it, and so I've seen it. That's the way the world has been built by dictators, and they see that they're Napoleon. Okay, I want Germany. I'm going to go get it. And the Roman Empire. I want England. I'm going to go get it. It's completely immoral. These people, maybe by definition, leaders, politicians, have to have an immoral streak in order to be successful. But this is complete, and maybe that's naive, too, to say that it's completely immoral and unethical, but it is. completely immoral and unethical. You're dealing with a subhuman, steroid-driven, rage-crazed despot who needs to be shot. That's what you're dealing with. And everybody has got the balsam of a dead pine tree. There's just nothing here. They're vapid in their responses. You know, they're all worried about this. What if? Baloney. It's what is that counts. You know, The Power of Now, Tolle's book on acting in the present? The present suggests that there's a real problem that needs to be dealt with in real effective ways. And the Western sanctions may be effective to a point, but we have now spent $600 billion to sort of protect them, the collective, and what we have need, was that something needed if we had acted as a collective early on?
Right, would, that's the point. That's what's so frustrating. How many lives, how many dollars? And think about this, when this is all said and done, if Ukraine wins, the United States is going to be paying to rebuild Ukraine.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not trying to...
The tax increases that the wealthy Americans are going to have to pay, according
to
Biden's
statements. Right, so it's not only for people who don't care. I mean, I care about the human life element of all of this and what you're talking about, what's right and wrong. But there are also a lot of people who say, well, who cares? It's not America's choice. Well, financially, it's becoming America's problem because we're going to be the ones to pick it up and clean it up after it's all over with. So it does become a problem. So I think strong leadership at the beginning of this, and maybe we need to learn from it because Taiwan will be next. And so we have to figure out how we can use our words, our actions. Maybe it's sanctions ahead of time before we're just already waiting for the invasion to happen. And then we go, well, I guess we should do something about this. We need to be attacking from the beginning instead of waiting for 2 weeks until troops have rolled into Kyiv. I mean, it's like playing catch-up all the time.
All right, United States Supreme Court put pork on its menu. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? Clever? You
see what I think a lot of people are happy about this.
Right. So they've taken up a challenge to the law in California that regulates how pigs are raised. Pork producers that are not owned by the Chinese say that it sets an unrealistic requirement, in other words, local producers, because the Chinese own the largest pork producer in the country, Smithfield, but the local is still local and regional pork processing.
Well, and other countries aren't playing by the rules that they're making American farmers play by, and that's the rub.
Proposition 12. So what's going on with that?
What Prop 12 does is something that voters voted on, but again, it was kind of tricky. Like at the beginning, it seems great. Everybody loves animals. And so this was the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative, which was to set a minimum confinement space requirement in terms of square feet when you're breeding pigs or hens or calves.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to start in January of 2022. Well, apparently, according to what I've heard, the farmers were already pretty compliant when it came to the chickens and the cows. But a lot of the pig farmers didn't have the space. They didn't have the facilities to make those space requirements. And if they didn't, then they weren't going to be allowed to sell their products in California. So most pig farmers across the country do not meet these space requirements passed by California voters, which means no bacon, no pork, no ham, no nothing sold in the state of California unless they could prove that they have this. So there's a lot of outrage because they're saying this is going to hurt the pig farmers who are trying to earn money. They're trying to sell their product, and they're not going to be able to sell it in the state. And so they've challenged this. It's going to go to the Supreme Court now to see what they decide on this. If they can.
So here's the situation, not just in California. Because the growers of pork and poultry and, to a point, veal growers or suppliers have abused the animals, so the Humane Society gets involved. And then the pendulum swings the other way, kind of like the Black Lives Matter movement. It's gone from a reasonable approach to fixing a problem to an unreasonable approach. It doesn't really fix the problem. It creates more problems. So in this circumstance, the Humane Society, acting with good intention, gets people's ear because most people don't know anything about anything when it comes to farming. So they say, look at this outrage. And frankly, some of the conditions are outrageous and do need to be dealt with. But as usual, they go too far. I am dealing with it on my farm with chickens because some
an overcorrection.
Chicken, it's the chicken inspector comes and looks at the chicken coop and says, oh, wait a minute, instead of having 3 feet per chicken, you only have 2.3 feet per chicken. Well, okay, well, in the old days, chickens where they had, my chickens actually are free range chickens, so it kind of doesn't apply, but they didn't know that until they got there. So now we have this conundrum of what's enough room for a chicken? What's enough room for a little piglet? What's enough room for a calf? And that's really what the essence of this is about. Nobody's saying that the Humane Society was wrong to call attention to the problem, because there was a problem. What the problem now is that we've overcorrected, made it difficult. They wanted to get rid of the cruel and unsanitary conditions. Okay, so they did that. Now, especially in California where everybody is loco, they go all the way to the end of the world, and then they jump off the cliff into the Grand Canyon, and oh, by the way, on the way down, we'll settle this.
And I don't remember how I voted on this, but the way that they write, and you know this, they write a proposition that says, well, if you don't want animals to suffer, you'll vote for this. It's possible I voted for this too, but they don't tell you about the flip side, which is that no longer will you see pork products in California, and the ones that do make it in are going to be extremely expensive, and it hits people, you know, in the pocketbook once again. And the same thing happens for eggs and meat. It allows prices to go up at a time when we don't really need it. So there's got to be a happy medium where you can solve the problem of dirty and disgusting conditions and still allow farmers to make money and farm and provide food. I'd rather get American pork than to rely on China bringing
The Chinese are taking our pork and bringing it to China, and they're bringing their crap back over here and selling it as American, and it isn't. So here we go again with the Chinese. 48 after the hour here on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick.
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. I'm happy to bring into our ears and into our mind the psychic scout herself from the Soul Scout. We have with us Mary O'Malley, who has done yeoman's work over the... I'm not going to try to make you sound old, but you've been doing this for a while. So she's back. And the new year has brought new opportunities. I just was asking her about something that I'm involved in business-wise and how it's going to go. And, you know, sometimes you get a quick read, and you basically said what to me when I asked you quickly about how things will go in this meeting today.
And I got mostly okay.
Mostly. Okay, well, that's better than lousy. The idea with psychic abilities and with people connecting to psychic souls, if you will, does it take courage for people? I find in my lingo, courage is sort of the resistance to fear, maybe the mastery of fear, not necessarily the absence of fear, because fear, some people think fear of flight, some people think that it's healthy. But most people who come to visit you and others who have psychic abilities come out of fear, do they not? They're worried their relationship is over, they're worried about their health, or they're worried about their job. Isn't there a certain amount of fear that you hear in the voices of most of the people that you talk to?
Some. Mostly confusion.
Confusion?
Yeah, mostly confusion because, you know, that can translate to fear pretty easily, but people are, you know, they're on a certain track, mm-hmm. and then they start second-guessing themselves, and that's usually when I'll get a call from them. Sometimes it is fear of losing the job or whatever, but mostly it's because they're just not confident with their assessment of the situation, mm-hmm. and they need a, you know, second opinion.
That's based on experience, isn't it? A lot when you're parents, a lot of the work you do is trying to offset the environment that people have grown up in, which has been oftentimes fear-based. Your father says, don't really take a chance. You've got something good going. It's mediocre, you know, in terms of its success is concerned. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you're getting pay. You have a house. You have a car. So don't rock the boat.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's where the confusion is the other voices in our head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other voices. And it is, you know, that's a hard thing to fight against. And I remember having this conversation with my mom even and saying, you know, things don't work the way they did when, you know, you were my age. I don't have the same guarantees that you did. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're looking for different things. And so those voices, you know, may have been right for themselves, but not necessarily for our situation. But it is hard to swim against some of those, especially when it's mom or dad or somebody we really trust.
Oh, yeah. I think I've had, even at my age, I think my father still impacts how I think about things. And I frankly don't like it. And I may have said to you, or I think, you know, on occasion when you and I have talked about stuff, that I, it isn't that I resent it, because he was only doing, you know, when you think about it esoterically, he was doing what he knew, what his own feelings, because he was an orphan, didn't have anything. So the fact that he made something of himself and he was fairly good at what he was doing, then seeing me start a career and do something and get someplace and then want to do more, he would say to me, no. Don't do more. You have something good now. And I didn't understand what I was fighting against at the time, but it was my own instinct to never sit still and never relax and never be satisfied.
Right.
You know, it's easy to quit. It's easy to be angry. It's easy to pick yourself apart. How many times do you hear that from people? Oh, it's all my fault. And, you know, that didn't fix anything, does it?
No, I mean, you know, yes, you should look backwards a little bit and say, this is what I did, this is what worked, and this is what didn't work, so that you don't repeat history. But as far as blaming yourself, I mean, you know, who was it? Thomas Edison said he created 1,000 light bulbs that didn't work first.
Right.
Before he, you know, created the one that did work. And that's,
yep, right.
That's
There's
what
always
experience is about.
A solution. Figuring it out is the deal. The Soul Scout, Psychic Scout, Mary O'Malley is here. You can reach her at PsychicScout.com or by dialing 800-341-9609. She's got lots of great thoughts, and we're into springtime. Maybe you need to clean the cobwebs out of your head. Check with her about that. 800-341-9609. Mary O'Malley at Outlook.com is also a way to reach her, or go to PsychicScout.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.